Grace, Peace, Dave. Foreword by Francis Chan. Dave, I have such a fear of leaving the Earth without leaving an impact, and that can cause me to run frantically from task to task. I get busy doing everything I think I need to do, and I forget to thank God for what He has already done. I often work mindlessly rather than letting my actions spring from the deep enjoyment of being God's child. Looking back, I can see how I've tried to get others to perform regardless of their motivation. I've focused a lot on their work and not enough on their identity. In hindsight, I realize I was shooting myself in the foot. I was trying to squeeze Christ-like actions out of people who hadn't been transformed by Christ. You've helped me remember that when we trust in Christ and take hold of that identity, our actions begin to happen naturally or supernaturally. This may be a corny illustration, but I think about the Gatorade commercial where they ask, "Is it in you?" It shows athletes literally sweating Gatorade out of their pores. The point is that since Gatorade is inside of them, it naturally pours out. This resonates with what Scripture teaches. God promises an internal change that takes place in those who believe, and then godly actions pour out of us as a result. That makes us ask, if the actions aren't naturally pouring out, is God in you? It's the good tree that can't help but bear good fruit. It's out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. It's God's promise to change our hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. And it's because God put His Spirit in us that we hate evil and love what is right. Once this internal change takes place, it's as if we can't stop ourselves from acting. That's how the Christian life is supposed to work. Something wells up inside us and then overflows. We have to love God. We have to serve God. We have to love people, not because we're supposed to, but because we can't help it. We don't try to love the poor. We can't help but love the poor. We want to. It's flowing out of every fiber of our being. We hate lust and pride and try to rid ourselves of them, not because we're supposed to be good, but because those things aren't who we are. When we're filled with God, His commands aren't burdensome. We actually love them. He makes us slaves of righteousness, and we love it. Thank you for reminding me to dwell on the promises of Scripture. I'm guilty of ignoring those promises, and it often leads to pride or discouragement. So many of us grew up in homes where we never felt secure. We had to work extra hard, trying to earn approval or love that never came. Our tendency is to carry that mindset into our relationship with God. We end up anxiously working to gain approval, not realizing that we already possess it. Thank you for taking the time to articulate what the Lord has taught you in this area. I believe it will help many and bring glory to God. Personally, I believe I will become a better pastor, dad, and lover of God because of it. People like me need a book like this. I pray that my lifestyle changes in light of what I have just read. I love you, brother. I knew God introduced us a few years ago for a reason. I thought it was so we could do something together, like bring revival to SF. But I see now that it was to enjoy the revival He's already given us. I still believe we will see great things happen in the future, but it will be the result of you and me living out our identity as a couple of God's beloved kids. Thank you for writing this book. Your friend, Francis. Chapter 1. Who We Are, a Collection of Someones. You find peace not by rearranging the circumstances of your life, but by realizing who you are at the deepest level. Eckhart Tolle.